This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Yampa Valley Regional Airport in Hayden has been reporting much higher numbers of outbound passengers rather than passengers arriving into the Yampa Valley. In the last 2 days, 2,641 people have flown into the regional airport. The number of passengers flying out of Hayden is 3,817. That's almost 1,200 more departures. At Steamboat Resort, the Pony Express lift motor has been disassembled and removed. The 8,000-pound motor is down in the slope maintenance building. The new motor is expected in a few days, then it will take a few more days for installation and testing. The Veterans Center in Steamboat Springs has sent an update on their capital campaign. They've raised $2.3 million towards the overall goal of $3 million for the renovation of the former VFW building at 924 Lincoln Avenue. It was built in 1898. Donations are still being accepted with a 25% Colorado State tax credit for eligible donations, as the Veterans Center is a 501c3 nonprofit. The Moffat County girls basketball team won their first round of the 4A state playoffs Tuesday night by beating Lamar 57-34. Here is Bulldog head coach Dylan Hosselton.
Makes a difference being at home, obviously. People came out and showed their support for the girls, and you could tell it made a difference. Anytime they'd make a shot, the crowd went crazy for them.
The next game is this Friday night against Holy Family, which is the number one seed in the state. A Holy Family, based in Broomfield, they won their first round game 83-14. The Lady Bulldogs are ranked 16th in the state. The time of the game Friday night has yet to be determined. The Colorado State Nordic Championships are this Thursday and Friday, so they start tomorrow at Snow Mountain Ranch. 10 Steamboat Springs kids are competing. One is senior captain Connor Frithson.
I know I'm definitely really, really excited. It's my senior year, and this is pretty much what everything has led to in terms of Nordic skiing. So I'm excited to see how it goes, and I think a lot of the other team members are too. Some of the younger team members are excited to go to their first state-level competition, and I think it's going to be really fun.
You can check out everything happening in the Yampa Valley on the community calendar on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.